In northern France, part of a migrant camp known as the Jungle is being dismantled. The camp is just outside Calais, and it's become a temporary home for thousands of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. Many of them are there because they hope to cross illegally from France into Britain. But French officials are evicting some of them. The World's Leo Hornack reported from the camp for us last year. He filled me in on the latest.
What we know is that French riot police this morning, after quite a few warnings last week, moved in and began clearing areas, particularly the areas where most of the Afghans and the Kurdish areas of the camp. But what I have to say is that it didn't go down easily and it didn't go down peacefully. A few hours ago, I spoke to one of the volunteers for a pro-migrant charity in Britain. He's at the camp assisting the migrants, and he actually got caught in a cloud of tear gas. His name's Mitch. He went to one side and just to kind of catch his breath, and he spoke to me on the phone. And this is how he described what happened this morning.
The water cannons started moving forward. Some rather hot-headed young people started throwing rocks at the police, which obviously provoked them more. They fired more tear gas. This time I got a lungful. They started getting the batons out and baton charge. It's the nearest thing I can describe to being in a war zone. It's really quite frightening.
That sounds pretty grim, Leo. Why is this being done? Why are they clearing out the camp?
Well, Marco, I think in a way this has been coming for a long time. Now, what the French authorities are trying to do is they're trying to establish a kind of, I suppose you could call it a trade-off, really. Mm. They've offered the residents of the camp heated shipping containers to stay in. Now, that doesn't sound particularly luxurious, and they are kind of almost prison-like, but in comparison with living out in the open and sleeping in the open or in thin tents in northern European winters, that could be quite tempting, particularly for families with children.
So why wouldn't those migrants want to go into better accommodations?
Well, this is where it's quite interesting. When I spoke to a lot of the pro-migrant volunteers, the volunteers' main complaint, is that there's something kind of prison-like about this. And there's no denying it. There'll be kind of palm print and fingerprint sensors to let people in. There's going to be a curfew. It's their sort of dormitories inside these containers. But what some of the volunteers have told me as well is that many of the migrants object to that, but what they really object to is they're going to be under very close observation. And the reason that people are at the Jungle in the first place is because they want to get to Britain. That's the objective of being in Calais. It's the closest you can get in France to Britain. Now, if you're staying in a heated shipping container guarded by the French police, having to give a thumbprint to come in and out, your chances of slipping onto a truck become infinitely reduced. Mm. So the French have really offered a trade-off to these migrants that you can have slightly warmer, safer, slightly more civilized accommodation, but it's going to be a whole lot harder for you to make it across the border.
There was Leo Hornack in our London office. Leo, thanks very much for this update.
Thank you, Marco.